Hey guys, coming up next, I asked the speaker how she'd like to be introduced, and she said keep it general, so I'm going to try my best. She's a human person who is in this room and is about to take the stage in about 5 to 10 seconds, and will talk at you for about 5 minutes or so. This is Amanda Thompson. Was that pretty general?
More general.
More general, oh man. Here.
Thank you. I'm Amanda, and I'm a maker, but it's taken me a long time to kind of claim that label because what I make is pretty low-tech. I don't make handmade cheese boards from Heritage Fair Trade pallets. I don't knit sustainable sweaters for rats. Really, I'm the low-techest maker of all. I'm a gardener. I make, like, flowers and food. It's pretty low-tech. So I'm happy and lucky that I have a unique voice when it comes to gardening, and I get to make a living going and talking to gardeners and writing books, and I get to make money doing that, which is pretty rad. I'm thankful for it. It's because of my somewhat snarky attitude and the fact that most other garden writers are very well-adjusted. I don't have time to be well-adjusted, and it's worked out really well for me. So everything I do is under the title Kiss My Aster. That tells you a lot about me. And I've been gardening my whole life, and I do a little bit of landscape. I've been a landscaper. I've worked in garden centers. I've just gardened a lot in my own yard, and I love giving people garden advice. But this is the story of a typical day in my life. All right? You ready? Ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, woo! Ready. All right. All right. So I don't do a lot of gigs for people, but I have this one customer who, she says we're friends, but the only time we see each other is when I'm dealing with mud in her yard. She's very kind, and she's always like, hey, how's your daughter? I need stuff. You know, like, it's always a very nice woman. And I've been dealing with her garden for about 10 years, and she finally moved. So I had her old garden to a point where I could finally kind of set it and forget it, and she moved, and she needed a whole new everything. So I came over to her house, and I set it all up, and I didn't realize, because I hadn't visited previous, she just sent me photos and told me what she wanted. She bought the planters, and so I go to set this stuff up, and I hadn't realized from her photos that she had one of those kind of new Chicago homes where everything's on a different level. There's like there's a level on the patio, there's a level on top of the roof, there's a level on top of the roof on top of the house, so there's a lot of climbing, and I've got 75 bags of compost that need to be put in all these containers. And because of the new Chicago house style, there's a gangway, and they've tried to use every inch to build this house. So the gangway is literally Amanda-sized plus 1.5 inch on either side, which is probably a good enough size if you're not Amanda-sized. So I'm walking with these bags of soil, and it was just miserable, and it's raining. But I'm resolved. I want to get this job done, and I'm pretty zen in the rain. Like, a nice trickle doesn't really bother me. You got to wipe it off your glasses every 4 seconds, but I'm resigned to get this job done. And I'm hauling things upstairs, and I'm hauling things downstairs, and these big bags of soil, and I'm getting all this stuff done, and I'm all by myself, and it's fine. I order lunch, have it delivered, eat lunch there, and then after lunch, the sun comes out, and it becomes a glorious May Chicago day. It was kind of a day like today, right? Crappy in the morning, lovely in the afternoon. So I'm drenched, sun comes out, I'm hauling bags of soil, and I was wearing these exact shoes. They were driving me crazy up these tiny little narrow stairs. They're saving money on narrow stairs. And I'm hauling wet bags of soil up 100 little tiny stairs. And I'm wearing these shoes, and they're flipping off. And it's gone from 50 and rainy to 80 and sunny. And all of a sudden, my pants begin to shrink on my body. On my body, my pants are shrinking. And I'm trying to carry these heavy things upstairs while my pants are physically shrinking on my body. And I can't explain it. It's like a switch flipped in my head where all of a sudden I was going crazy because I couldn't think, I couldn't breathe, my pants were shrinking, and I just couldn't move anymore. And the only thing I can explain the uncomfortable behavior, it was similar to being pregnant, being so uncomfortable and not being able to do anything about it until I realized that I could do something about it. I took my pants off and finished the gig. It wasn't until I was about done until I realized that they had full-on surveillance cameras all over this place. This woman thinks she's my buddy, so Now we really are buddies if she reviewed that tape. I was so uncomfortable, and my pants were still wet, and I drove home. I live in the suburbs, and this was a Chicago gig. So I drove all the way home soaking wet with no pants on. My pants were still wet when I went to pick my daughter up at preschool. I picked my daughter up from preschool with no pants on. It was like, you know, about as long as what I'm wearing now. You know, it covered the butt, but not if you moved. And so a few weeks later, I had another gig, similar weather, and I had bought these like stretchy, dry, free. You know, it's never going to happen to me again. And now I never do a gig without bringing a proper muumuu with me. And that's my story.
Thank you, Amanda. So many great stories and pants coming up. So many. Guys.